This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
On 963 Triple M, we are talking sport this morning. Barney and Milo are in the studio with me. I've got KG on the line. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, Barney and Milo. This lovely cold morning.
Oh, beautiful. It's going to rearrange the anatomy of a brass monkey down here, I tell you. I tell you what, last night we saw a pretty good side out there. I don't think it's the Hawkers' year. Who do you think can beat the Tigers on the last day in September?
Well, I don't think anybody can, Barney and Milo. I think what we've seen from Richmond this year and in particular last night, they've set the pattern. And, it's been a remarkable sort of turnaround. You cast your mind back 2 years ago, Hardwick's head was on the chopping block. He was about to get the sack. Turns them around, and now they're playing some of the best football you'd wish to see. They were challenged early last night, but when the pressure became very hard, then Richmond just lifted. I don't think anybody look. They'd have to have an off night, and the side that beat them would have to have a very good night. Geelong, look, if they produce, they've probably got the best midfield in the business. If they produce their best football, they're probably a chance, but I can't see anybody beating Richmond, guys.
Don't forget, I give all the credit to Neil Baum. He is the
exactly.
man. He calmed that beast down.
That's a very good point, Milo. He's done a terrific job at Richmond. He's done a terrific job at Geelong, and he's just a quiet little mover and shaker, is Baum.
And at Collingwood.
He's a man.
At Collingwood and at Norwood.
Yeah, the king.
Yeah, exactly right.
Kingmaker. The kingmaker. Now, one thing, because of the movements and what we hear is going on with players, and they want to go home to mum and everything else, the Crows and the Power have to get as many as the talented under-18 kids in this draft coming up, don't they?
Well, they do, Molly, and I can tell you, right, and you and Barney, that the one player that they have earmarked, the one player that they've spent a lot of time, and they want him, is young Jack Lekosius. He is a talent. There's no question about that. Young Rankin's a good player, and it's a very, very good draft so far as talent is concerned. So, they've got Mitch McGavin wanting to go back to Melbourne and all these sort of things. So they've really now got to dig their heels in and get the best deal for the club, because it's been a bloody year from hell for the Crows.
Well, we've
got
some great news for all the Crows supporters down here in the southeast, because on the 26th of October, we have one of the young talent from Lucerdale. We have Darcy Fogarty. He's coming to be the guest at the dinner, 26th of October. I expect the whole of Lucerdale to turn up for a start, and then all the Crows supporters.
Yeah, without putting too much pressure on the kid, he is a future long-term player for the Crows, with what I've seen. So, look, it hasn't been all doom and gloom, but overall it's been a year from hell, to be quite frank.
Cage, did you get all tizzied up and go to the McGarry Medal and renew some acquaintances?
Yeah, I did. It is a great night, and they incorporated with the Hall of Fame as well. It is a wonderful night, and, Wednesday night was fantastic. You meet people like Russell Ebert, without big noting, Russell Ebert, Sandy Nilsson, some of the former players. And the stories get bigger and better every year, fellas. They really do.
Do they still whinge about free kicks you never give them, KG?
Oh, yeah, they have a crack at me. Johnny Platton was there, Andrew Jarman, and unbelievable.
Now, before we let you go, who do you like tonight?
Geelong, probably.
Yeah,
Geelong.
I think you're right.
I think Geelong might get the chockers. Look, I'd love to see Melbourne for Simon Goodman's sake, but if Geelong turn it on through their midfield, I reckon that they can just get the points. But another good game coming up, and I'll be sitting by the fire with a nice little southeastern Sauvignon Blanc watching the footy, boys.
We'll talk to you next week.
Enjoy, guys.
Have a good weekend.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.